Hey guys, welcome to another episode of the Crypto Sparta podcast. It's like a little bit of a, as we were saying, accumulation. It's a bit slow, like not too much news, but still stuff happening.
Still some relevant stuff, not your jam-packed kind of stuff, but kind of like your like a little bit of drama here and there. Like your soap opera, tuning in on to General Hospital or some shit like that.
It's like, I think that at this time, a lot of people, and we'll get to the macro after some of the prices that Brian's going to show us, but it's like.
Yeah, so Bitcoin really dipped. Like last week it was at 21,000 basically, and now it dipped another level and now it's below 20,000. It's
The
at 19
20K level,
19,000 19
it's
or
like people
900.
are fighting, and then I saw some people call for maybe a blow off top.
ETH is below 1500. It's like at 1487.
So they're both hovering at levels where it's like it feel, and then the thing that people are saying is it's like the market forces, we've said it before, and I like the idea of like if you're a retail, you're a small boat on an ocean and you're not in control of the waves.
You just gotta
The
control your
institutions
boat.
are the ones buying and selling and leveraging. So this is where it's like people are like leverage up or down or like take out leverage shorts. And I think, I mean, we were maybe going to talk a little bit about the idea of shorting, but it's just very weird how there are levels and like in technical analysis, you can do like, you can draw graphs and lines to figure out trends over the 30 day, 60 day, 90 year, 1 hour.
Hourly,
Yeah.
130
And
minutes,
then there's the
whatever.
terms of support and resistance, or what are these levels or bands based off of the volatility, which is complicated stuff for like people that want to really do technical analysis. Props to you. It's a tricky thing, but I mean, you can do this
Fugazi,
mathematically.
fugazi.
Yeah. But like mathematically, you know, does it really feel like this is like a normal market where, well, the last 30 days, Bitcoin has been testing 20. And so if this happens, that happens, and people draw squiggles on the charts. Do you trust it?
Or this is following
Yeah,
whatever
it's a bull flag. It's a bull flag. There's a double.
triisomer pattern
Yeah,
like
there's a double
upwards.
bottom. There's a triple bottom. There's like the McDonald's or whatever.
And we're
Or,
just spewing like these are
yeah.
not actual TA terms, but
And so, I mean, he was telling basically about Bitcoin and Ethereum, but like other stuff kind of has been ranging as well, but maybe
well,
going to the
reason for the
downside.
dip too is because Jay Powell, Jerome Powell, Friday had his annual, meeting at Jackson Hole saying that, inflation lowering. I mean, it lowered, got lowered to 2.6, but that's not a, celebratory thing. It's going to carry on for a long time where they're going to raise rates. So it's very bleak.
And I've been sending to Brian some of the videos coming out on Twitter that like they're like, why doesn't mainstream media point it out? But there were the ones that I sent him were riots in the streets of
All over the world.
it was like because it was like three different
Bangladesh.
places, Bangladesh, as well as I think, I mean, if you can check it, but I want to say Turkey. I know that there are some in New Zealand as well. The amount of, and I mean, who knows what's going to come out of China, because you can't tell like if they're going to get any videos or messages out. But the macro is looking really
New
brutal.
Zealand.
And so there was some speculation on the futures of England and Germany, the cost of electricity and gas, South Africa as well.
Germany is really bad because they
Yeah.
really rely on that Russian pipeline. Like they get a lot of their natural gas, and they had, before the war, they had, we talked about this before, but they had a partnership, to build a new, oil pipeline from Russia to Germany.
Russia has been putting the pipeline that was existing, Nord Stream 1, I believe, or maybe Nord Stream 2. They put it under maintenance, so there are no deliveries. And
No, there's a chart of the energy and it's like astronomical. Like,
that was what they were saying, was they were like, no, this isn't a meme coin.
Yeah,
no, this isn't GameStop or Ape. This is European energy prices.
Yeah,
and the futures are to lock in the contracts. From what I've understood in my research was that basically in these countries, what you have to look at is that the price of gas has been locked in for consumers. However, the issue is that, for one, the cheaper prices are locked in for consumers. Is the supply going to last? But then who doesn't get the price controls? And so the price controls don't apply to businesses. And they were saying that the energy costs for like the fish and chips place down the street from, you know, in England, you know, on the high street, as they say, or, you know, the doner kebab place in Germany, the inputs and the cost of energy are going to shoot through for the small business owners. And what people have said is, you know, the stocks have been taking a hit. I think the S&P went down like 1,000 points this week at some point, or over the whole week. I was like, not sure when it happened or if it was one day. Everything. Yeah, it was with J-Pow as well. Yeah. So the S&P is definitely dipped in the last week. Brian's looking it up.
Oh, yeah. Look at that Friday chart.
Yeah, from 4,200. Actually, it dropped 2,000.
To 4,000, basically.
Yeah.
4,200 to 4,000.
Yeah, 200 points, I guess, instead of 1,000. But everything's been trending downwards. And what they were saying was that the knock-on effects are going to lag. And there's going to be a laggard effect that, like... I've been saying that for a long time, the macro is going to impact it. And a lot of crypto people want to hold on to hope, but
let's be realistic. Twitter is not like very joyous to be around. Like it's very like, you know, scammy, you know, just disingenuous, genuous, you know, scammers.
I think we can move on to that because it's like it's kind of a juxtaposition. It's a back and forth between scammers and regulation. And then every scam might be a regulation. I've been having a funny discussion about Andrew Tate and how he got banned from all of the main platforms. Mark Zuckerberg went on Joe Rogan saying the FBI told him that there's going to be misinformation, and then that the Russians are going to try to hack the elections. So be on your lookout. And that's why they hushed up the Hunter Biden thing. The Andrew Tate conspiracy is that, you know, they're trying to crack down on different people. There's a lot of people saying that the government with the Tornado Cash is the one sending out Tornado Cash to different celebrities and everyone. And that the 87,000 IRS agents are, I mean, this is actually public knowledge. The 87,000 IRS agents, the billions that they're spending, are to upgrade the agency to deal with the possibility of crypto and to crack down on people. Brian, what was it in Europe about the stablecoin?
Oh yeah, so EU is banning USDC basically.
USDC.
Yeah.
I thought it was a side one. So that, for those who don't know, USDC is a stablecoin that's basically a placeholder for the dollar, but in crypto.
They want people to invest in the euro, basically.
And so they're trying to crack on the outflow.
So they're cracking down on, USD based stablecoins.
So we had talked about it a long time back, but I'll bring it up again, where it's tough where people think that the dollar and crypto are like mutually exclusive or like our competitors. But the thing is, what a lot of people say is that when you onboard people into crypto, the third world wants access to dollars. And then the thing is, if you're in Turkey, Argentina, there are exchange controls and monetary controls that don't allow you to move out of your local, because the government wants control over the monetary supply.
Yeah.
And so the euros and the European people don't want people exchanging for crypto dollars. And crypto makes it much easier because typically, particularly in third world countries, they don't have ready access to dollars.
Well, and you have to pay an exorbitant fee just to convert.
And the government is tracking you. You need to be able to show everything. There are like also investment fees if you have a certain amount of foreign currency. And so they were saying how crypto, for all these countries, the same argument for Bitcoin exists for the dollar if there are stable coins. And so this is the funny thing where it's the same argument where Bitcoin is not in the control of governments or your government. The dollar is the United States government's thing. And it also underpins basically like the energy prices and a lot of like the worldwide, where the reserve currency that everybody deals in, because they don't deal with fluctuations. Now they've been messing with our monetary supply. And so people are saying, why don't we all pile into Bitcoin or gold? And Bitcoin is digital gold. And it's not for Ethereum. It's not for technology. It's mainly just to protect your money and then to not allow governments to be in control of the supply, because there's a fixed supply. It's all in the technology, so everybody can see it. The same argument exists for the dollar if you're in a foreign country that has worse inflation. And actually, we've seen the dollar strengthen against Bitcoin, almost every single currency around the world. You know what I mean? And then when you start dealing with inflation relative to the other assets, what's the most value now? It's like oil is up a ton. There's a shortage of mustard in France. My cousin came back from Germany and he says that the Germans are upset. Like, what's there going to be shortages of?
Put mustard on their crop.
Yeah, on their bratwurst. Yeah. So it's like we're taking a peek at the shills ahead of time, but we've already done certain shills like lentils and ammunition and a bunker. But I mean, what we're painting the picture of is that overall there
we're
is
in a
like
bleak, a very bleak time. So.
And the winter for the euro is going to get rougher. And we talked about already the Chinese macro situation for
and,
a lot
and
of the
this
defaults.
And this is like transferring over to crypto too. Like crypto is not a strong enough market to withstand or these macro conditions.
No, it's a small fraction of like, for instance, BlackRock holds like way more money in assets under management than anything. And that's the scary thing is where
they're dealing with Coinbase, like these under the table deals with Coinbase.
So retail, you know, the rest of the world is slowly, you know, losing their holding.
Retail has lost interest. I would say retail's lost interest. I forgot about crypto right now.
Retail has no money. People are like dropping their savings. Inflation
problems.
Is hitting people.
Yeah.
And so.
So it's just like in the pandemic,
it's the great reset.
People
but
don't
I mean,
care about renewable energy.
I know it sounds conspiratorial, but the idea of the great reset is somewhat true, where things will become more centralized through governments and people. There will be less small business owners, and people will have to either work for the government or large corporations that work with the governments. And now what we're seeing is that crypto and the tech companies are having to bend the knee at the forces of regulation. And so every scam that happens, that was the whole juxtaposition I wanted to do, was regulation versus the scams. But what were the scams? It's every week there are scams.
Yeah, I mean, there are scams, Zach XBT, Sam, or what's that guy's name?
Well, there was one hack that I heard about that was pseudo rare, and pseudo swap was
NFTs are like
it was a really interesting zero, really. It was a really interesting idea where they created a marketplace. And so what I believe from my understanding of pseudo swap was that they were treating NFTs like fractionalized currencies by themselves, basically. So there would be a currency off of one NFT. And then it would be like, I post my Bored Ape as collateral. And then there are markets that go up and down on PseudoSwap. And then they're fractionalizing and then making everything like currencies. And then someone did pseudo rare, where they offered like better staking or something, where it's like, if I buy my fraction of a Bored Ape and then I stake it so that I don't sell it, then I get a little bit of a fraction more. And then if it goes up in value, since I held longer, We talked about how staking, when you don't figure out where the yield is coming from, like it's coming from you. And also, like, you're getting more of tokens, but if the supply increases, like the basic mathematics of like, oh, I'm going to stake my fractionalized Bored Ape because then I'll get a bigger chunk of it in the future when it's worth more. And it's like, well, what happens if it's worth less? And what happens if the other people sell their staking yields? And so the yields is always a red flag because, I mean, tokenomics, it has to make sense. Like, what's the supply?
Yeah, you
Is it
gotta
worth it to
understand
stake
where
it?
the yield is coming from. But the other hacks that I was like searching for earlier, Cameron Redmond, apparently he's a notorious hacker where he hacked NFT Twitter accounts. And then he was also responsible for like hacking $37 million worth of Bitcoin and Bitcoin Cash. So yeah, there's all these like, it's very scammy. People are leaving the space. Like, I don't know, Sam Jabra or
Sam,
Tabasco or Tabasco.
from Alameda, Sam Trabuco.
Chabuco.
And what people were talking about was rats fleeing the sinking ship. So Sam Trabuco is the right-hand man of
Sam Bankman-Fried.
Sam
They went to
Bankman-Fried.
math camp together. That's how they met.
So they're saying at the beginning of the pandemic, there were like 400 CEOs that left their positions beforehand, and then they dumped their stock. And it was like the higher ups and different people knew that things were coming. And then now they're wondering if Sam Trabuco, but on the flip side, people were saying, you know,
I
we
think
had
he just
seen,
made too much money
and that's a, he put some big bets on Dogecoin, like I think sub a penny. And
well,
then
he
like, he's
just
got to be a billion,
unlimited
like,
money and then
why
he's
keep
won the
going?
money game. He's won the money game. No motivation to keep going. That's also the other thing. So it's like, how much is enough for some people are like, you know, when does it stop being fun? Where it's just like, oh, you win too much at a certain game, you get bored of playing it. So it's like if you're really good at Call of Duty and your KD is like five.
I think the question is though, where it's like, so what is the I mean, is it a signal or is it just a guy that just like certain people have cashed out? And that's a kind of
Well,
the crazy
another
thing, like
CEO too cashed out, Miles Duscher,
I think it's Deutscher. I don't think
Duscher,
it's Duscher.
Duscher, fucking Duscher. No, yeah, CEO Genesis, Michael Morrow steps down. So,
These people probably are chilling
smells
on beaches.
fishy given the current plethora of crypto losses, tweets. That was a tweet from Miles Deutscher.
Yeah. Speaking of like lawsuits, though, we can get to the BitBoy one.
Yeah, so this guy that went viral for getting sued by BitBoy, you know, for what was it for
Al
he.
Tozzi talked about how BitBoy wasn't disclosing his shills that were paid shills.
For one of the coins that he
And then he reported on it, and then he was like, BitBoy is suing me. And then Kobe was like, I'll throw 100,000. And then the guy was like, holy shit, he actually sent me 100,000. And then they got
but
to
the thing is
200,000 to
that
fight it.
no, the thing is that after he tweeted that you know, BitBoy is suing me. He got so much negative press, BitBoy did. And it forced him, he made a public apology basically saying he's gonna resend, he didn't mean for this to get out, and he's gonna resend the lawsuit.
So he got embarrassed publicly
Yeah.
because Kobe basically brought attention to it. And like they were like, Kobe was the one who brought attention to the insider trading. I think that was it Coinbase or OpenSea or both.
What do you mean?
Well, he had mentioned how he was like, well, this one wallet is trading things that happen to get listed on Coinbase the next 2 days.
I don't
Or
think
there was the
Bit.
OpenSea one where they were like, oh yeah, he started buying NFTs on things that were going to show up on the front page the next day. I'm not sure which one of those two, but they were just saying how like Kobe can bring attention to like fraud.
Yeah, so basically, Atozi was basically saying he got sued by BitBoy, basically for a video, basically outlining how he made money off of promoting
And not
this
mentioning it
project.
to his fans and like his followers. And so
So BitBoy sued Itoze for
defamation.
defamation.
But then they were talking about the Streisand effect, which is like Barbara Streisand had people taking photos of her house, and then she didn't want people to do that, so she sued them, and then more and more people heard about it because of the lawsuit. So then more and more people started taking photos of her house, and it was like BitBoy sued this guy, and then Kobe talks about it. Itoze, I read an article, had gotten over 100,000 views on his video. And then there was someone recently that was a bigger influencer that covered it. And then that video got 14 million views because he was covering the lawsuit. So it was like, oh, you bitched about the video where 100,000 people saw it. But now the lawsuit is way a bigger story than the original story.
Yeah, so
You've just amplified,
people
like.
are like, CoinDesk wrote an opinion that he just took the biggest L. But the thing is that people are tracking if he actually canceled. So BitBoy announced that, like, oh, he's rescinding. I'm sorry that, this news got out. But he said that they're tracking whether he's actually rescinding this
Yeah, and
lawsuit.
it's like an ongoing story, and
So
so it's
maybe
like,
he's just trying to fake and wait, maybe wait for it to die down.
and then they were like, he gets to decide this week if he proceeds or not, because the Tozy guy was like, I won, they retracted it, I'm gonna give the money back, and then it was like, well, he might keep it going.
Yeah, so yeah, he was gonna donate extra money to charity. But basically, yeah, so people are watching the court filings. And that's what you don't want. You don't want crypto Twitter having to focus on
But
something to
these
track
things where they're
something.
like, this is what Gary Gensler and the SEC want, where they're just like, I was mentioning, about the scams versus the regulation, where it's like, you need to disclose that who you're getting paid money for, and then, you can't be doing like, you can't be pumping your own bags without disclosure, and everybody's getting scammed, so we need everybody to register with the governments. All these stable coins are illegal. You can, and then they're just, people are just wondering, when is it going to be CBDCs? When is it going to be central banking denominated coins? Where, when is it going to be that you can't trade the euro coin? You need to trade the EU central bank euro coin. You need to trade the federal treasury's dollar coin.
The verified official, Euro coin.
So I've told people about how I follow like libertarian memes or stuff, and like they're like talking about, they just talk mad shit about the IRS, and it's like it's like a photo on the top of like people start using shells to start like as a monetary system, and they start trading with each other's shells, and then like the second panel is like the IRS being like, shells, that's not real money,
That's seashells.
that's seashells. And then the third panel is like them like all pissed, and it's like, give me some of those shells. Like, it's real interesting how people can talk about Chuck E. Cheese coins or Bitcoin or dollars. Dollars are pieces of paper. What's the guarantee behind them? What's the guarantee behind Bitcoin? There's only a certain amount of them, and then you're able to trade them with other people. At this point in time, Dogecoin is similar, actually technologically perhaps better than Bitcoin because it uses less energy.
But Dogechain is dead,
Yeah,
basically.
Dogecoin is dead, but like I'm just talking about like the idea of like you can make a coin that's a placeholder for stuff. And the whole idea is like, the IRS needs to track all transactions, and they've added all these people. Now, if you Venmo over $600, you need to like explain what it is or
Yeah,
something.
in crypto.
Yeah. And like people are leaving cash tips because now they're making waitresses declare all their tips and stuff. Or you say like a gift or something, or like this is like a, I don't know. There's a lot of people just talking about how these governments and like the euro, Turkey, I mean, Bitcoin's down from all-time highs. Yeah, 69,000 to roughly 20. Inflation in Argentina, inflation in parts of Africa, inflation in Sri Lanka, inflation in, you know, all these different countries, they'd rather maybe have Bitcoin or crypto dollars. And then now, like, the euro's even clamping down because the euro's at dollar parity. And then if people decide to start using a different currency, and then the governments of Europe pay a lot of social services, especially during the pandemic. So they've been printing money and taking out loans, and they've increased the money supply, which causes inflation. If people sell their currency, it comes hyperinflation, and then that's what's happening in these other third world countries where the people are in the streets and protesting. And it looks like this winter with the gas costs.
Oh, this one's just going to be brutal.
So, I mean, we can go to NFTs, but yeah.
Yeah, so, yeah, we can go to a happier note.
Yeah.
Funner times. So we talked about Pudgy Penguins on the rise last week, and we were monitoring the left-sided Pudgy Penguin, and it sold to a familiar face, I would say.
He's pretty, yeah.
Yeah, 400 ETH was the final price, and that was a big deal.
It used to be Fork Me Love, right? Yeah, shout out Fork Me Love.
Fork Me Love, and now
you're hilarious. Crypto Sparta loves Fork Me. Yeah,
now
yeah,
he's,
yeah.
What's it? It's something bug.
Kinky bugs. Kinky bed bugs.
Yeah, kinky bed bugs.
But
he bought, I mean, he's...
He had been a developer. He's been around for a long time.
He made a meme coin on BSC. He was on Up Only initially. Like,
yeah, he did the rug coin, right?
Yeah, the rug coin on BSC. Like, he made a meme coin. He probably traded ETH very well. He's stunting now. He's got the Cartier shades. Like, he's balling. And, he bought for 400 ETH, you know, that's like close to $700,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he doesn't regret it at all. And, you know, people are like...
So he was big on Pudgy Penguins from 0.05. And he said that he bought a lot of them. And then he used language that I'm not allowed to use.
Yeah.
Because he's African-American, but... He had said, Pudgy Penguins are the best investment a has ever made. I give a little gap there, you know.
Motherfucker
but,
has
yeah,
ever made.
Yeah. And, I mean, he got a ton of them. He's apparently a very smart developer as well. There's some background. I'll show the video, too, of him roasting Gainsy. Like, yeah, this is fun. So this guy,
yeah,
he got super famous off of it.
So the thing, I don't know, he got shadow banned, or I don't know what happened to his other account, but...
Must have gotten banned for, like, saying some... Because he would roast people.
Yeah.
And he's very famous, and I'll show the video in a bit.
Yeah, but... so give him context of what Gainsy said to him. Like,
well, first, before
saying...
that, I wanted to do more background on him, because it's like, the guy's been around for a long time, and what a lot of people were saying about paying 400 ETH for a Pudgy Penguin... They were just like, this dude needs attention, or this is like a scam or a wash sale or something. And like, someone was just like, this is just some like rich white VC trying to like get internet clout. And he was like, motherfucker, I'm black. And he's just been shitting on everybody that talks shit about him. And he's like, hey man, like, so he made a lot off of Pudgy Penguins before. And then he's made so much off of other things as well, like being in crypto, but he's a big fan of Pudgy Penguins. So he's had enough money that he can buy it. And people were just saying it's fake. There were Bored Apes that were really salty saying that it was like a scam from like the...
Just to boost the market.
Yeah, to boost the market and bring attention. And then he's just been roasting people. And Gainsy. Then... So Gainsy... Who it's really funny to us because like we went to Madison and he's from Milwaukee, like we visited Milwaukee.
Himself.
Yeah, he doxed himself too. The Jewish Polish guy from Milwaukee who made it really big after like years and years of being in crypto. Apparently he made a ton of money and then lost it and then had crazy tax bills that he couldn't afford.
Leveraged.
And then made it back. And he's like a trader that now the dude just gambles. And shout out Gainsey. Check out Gainsey. But Gainsey's like, I wonder if the dude who bought the Peng for 400 ETH is like, maybe it would have been better spent on literally anything else. And then his name is Frederick Douglass, and now he uses the left-facing penguin. We didn't even explain. So there's 8,808 pudgy penguins.
Only one is left-sided.
And all of them look right, but the one...
We did say this last
It's this. Week. Yeah, yeah. I mean, I guess we didn't look into it as much, though, where it was like... Like, look at the penguin.
It's just a very...
This...
I mean, now...
This right NFT... Face. Yeah, yeah.
It looks right face.
But the thing is, all it has is a tuft, and it's plain otherwise. It has no eyes or, like, a hat or, like, you know, like a chain or a shirt. It's just facing the other way. And people were just like... There was another tweet somebody had said where they were like, why would you buy that? And then someone was like, have you considered that it's facing left? And then he retweeted and he was like, exactly, bro. Like, it's the left-facing one. But,
yeah.
Gainsey had talked smack to him and then he said this. I'll try to. And then you can always see his face. And then this is how he does all his videos, just like roasting people. And then like there's a meme about it where it's like, if you see this face on your timeline, you're in for some trouble. Technical difficulties. But I mean, 400 ETH at this point in time is like how much?
700,000.
So, yeah. So he spent 700,000 on the penguin, and then the penguins pumped. They touched 4. I think they're down back to 3.2, but they're talking about how the change from Coal Ethereum to Luka Nets and then CC0, which is like a collective commons, which is copyright stuff, that you own your own IP. And then now they've been doing the little pudgies. And so I think that this guy, he's probably going to get good deals on it in terms of being able to license it.
But, yeah, no, it's all about the IP now.
Yeah.
So it's like,
and so great. CC0 is big where it's like open so up a Bored Ape Burger or
gonna
something.
Make, there's going to make little pudgies. And you see this with Bored Ape too. I'm going to touch on this briefly with, you know, they had M&M candy deal with the
they're selling like M&M candy bars
and
with
you,
Bored
Apes
for like
$100.
And if you
look at the animation, they had a commercial and it's like basically they can make a comic book or like some kind of story or like
Seth
some,
Green was trying to
some
make a
child's book or like
he was trying to make like a TV show.
Oh, it's like Johnny Bananas from Entourage where it's like that kind of cartoonish stuff
where it's like, let me use my Bored Ape to show that I'm famous and rich and this and eventually in the future the next Mickey Mouse is going to be some NFT.
So yeah, should we do our shills?
Yeah, let's just shill. We got the low battery, so
yeah. So I'm not too confident. I'm stockpiling cash. I'm not shilling much. We didn't talk about this much, but like you know, Mt. Gox is releasing BTC to 140,000 BTC. And then also ETH, when the merge happens, staked ETH is getting unlocked, a portion of that, so people can sell. So I'm just stockpiling cash, waiting to buy after the merge, I think.
I was going to say, I'm tacking on with him, like the targets and the idea of like shilling shorts, which is like instead of buying, like you like kind of, bet against, and then the levels with Bitcoin. I think Bitcoin, I just am taking a stab out there, but 13,000. And then for ETH, I think 800 was the level that got tested last time. So people are saying, you know, oh, it's like back to up. I think things are going to go back down.
Yeah.
There's a lot of people being like, good thing, like the bear market is over. And it's like,
no,
we
just started.
It's going to be a global recession.
Yeah. 2023.
Short, keep cash if you want. You know, cash is basically
if
short Bitcoin.
If you know how to short.
Yeah.
Not financial advice.
Man. Yeah, not financial advice, but.
That's how it is.
Yeah. But that was another episode. There was some good news and stuff keeps plugging along, and
that's
hope
it.
The Europeans have enough
gas.
Yeah.
It's like, hopefully they stockpile all their harvests, you know, seeds, grains.
Hope those third world countries' riots don't turn to famine.
Buy some coats, scarves.
Wow. All
right. Peace.